नमः प्रणवार्थाय शुद्धज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशान्ताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः निरञ्जनं नित्यमनन्तरूपं भक्तानुकम्पादृतविग्रहं वै ईशावतारं परमेशमीड्यं तं रामकृष्णं शिरसा नमामि यथाग्नेर्दाहिका शक्ति रामकृष्णे स्थिता हिया सर्वविद्यास्वरूपान्तां शारदां प्रणमाम्यहं प्रपन्नपारिजाताय स्तोत्रवेत्रैकपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुगे नमः सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् शक्नो दीहैव यः सोढुं प्राक्शरीरविमोक्षणाद् कामक्रोधोद्भवं वेगं सयुक्तः स सुखी नरः। भगवान् डिस्क्राइब द नेसेसिटी ऑफ कॉन्करिंग अवर ओन इनर पर्सनालिटीज In order to gain the knowledge of the self, one should be a qualified person, and that qualification comes in the form of inner maturity, wherein one is able to handle his own emotional personality. In the shloka, Bhagavan says, Yaha kama krodaha udbhavam vegam sodum shaknoti. One who is capable of restraining the impulse, the current born out of kama and krodha, lust and greed, or desires and greed, or anger, all are one and the same emotion expresses in various forms. Desire alone expresses as krodha, anger, when it is obstructed. Desire alone expresses as greediness when it is fulfilled. Understood? If it is fulfilled, I don't put the full stop. I say kama. I put kama and what next I ask. Then next project, like that. Here Bhagavan is not talking about completely wiping out of kama and krodha. You can never be free from desires, even if you are God. Understood? Even if you are a jnani, you can never be free from desire. All jnanis had one desire, that let everybody be happy. Let everybody get this knowledge. Let all become free from bondage. These are all desires. So, mind is an instrument which has the privilege of desiring something grand, which is not available for animals. A cow cannot ask, honey, can you go for marketing? Understood? It cannot have the desire of being photographed. So all are taking photographs. This is the age of media. Why can't we also involve ourselves in that media activities? Like that, cows or animals cannot have desires. So desires are the privilege of human being. What Bhagavan here talks is controlling the current of these desires, not allowing oneself to be carried away or swept by the current of kama and krodha. That's why he says, udbhavam vegham sodum shaknoti. That vega, that is current or impulse or force, has to be put under control. We should have the capacity to restrain the vega. Why it should be controlled? The vega has to be controlled because once you lose hold on your own desires, you become slave to the desire. As long as tail is a tail of a dog, dog can hope to wag its tail. You imagine, tail shakes the dog, suppose. Imagine, tail is stable. Imagination. These are all our Acharya Swamiji used to tell. You imagine. Tail is an ornament or a beautiful part of a dog. And when dog is stable, tail shakes, it is nice to see. You can observe that dog. While shaking its tail, you imagine, tail is stable, entire dog body is shaking, suppose. It is an ugly scene. Understand? So human mind can have desires, but desires cannot possess human mind. The possession, freedom from that possession is called freedom from udbhavam vegam. Force created by his own samskaras. How this force is created? His own samskara, he has one trigger zone, they call it in psychological language. You trigger the zone, what happens only Bhagavan knows. Recently they have triggered this zone of the Islamic religious faith. Now everywhere burning is happening. One small film, something they told against the belief of the Islamic people. So they triggered the zone. So now burning everywhere, world is burning. Lada, burning happened. Understand? So everywhere the trigger zone is there in psychological language. For every community, for every individual, every family. So if you talk some topic, you will tell, hey, that topic don't talk, you will tell. You talk other topic. Suppose you remember some relative. So your own family member will tell, that fellow you don't remember. Other things you do. Like that. His own samskaras are there inside. And external world also fuels that samskara. How the vega, that is how the current is given to that desire. Desire is a privilege. When it becomes a powerful desire, then it becomes a curse to the individual, to the family and to the society. I should have wealth is a desire. But the desire should have a checks and balances. That by this way only, by these means only, I will get that wealth. Suppose if you don't have the checks and balances in your life, by hook or crook, I will get wealth. How much wealth? Thousands and lakhs of crores of wealth you need. Understood? So how this force is created? By fuel from the outside. Media fuel. Media feeds your desire. Why can't you? Why can't you? Why can't you? Why can't you? He is having that advertisement is there, na? Owner's pride, neighbor's envy. Advertise. You deserve more. Hey, how you know that he or she deserves more? Nowadays, one flat advertisement comes. You deserve more. How you know that I deserve more? I deserve everything is the fact Shastra says. I deserve everything, being all-pervasive entity, I am everything and I deserve everything is the fact. But you fellow corporate wala say, you deserve more. So media feeds. It gives an imaginary ownership. Therefore you want to possess it. Once it comes into your imagination, naturally you want to be the owner in reality. So even if it is not within your reachable distance, you try to reach it with hook or crook and finally end up in emergency ward. Therefore, Bhagavan says, try to have a control over your force. When you should have control over the forces of desires and anger, whole life you should have control. Because any force is a dangerous thing unless you have control. If you don't have control over any force, it will be a dangerous one. Prak sharira vimokshanat, in this very life itself, before the fall of the body, you should have complete control over your mind. Not wiping out all the desires. You cannot wipe out all the desires. Nor you can wipe out the anger. Even great people had anger. Rama had anger. Bhagavan Krishna, he was angry with regard to certain people. Bhagavan Rama was angry. Bhagavan Ramakrishna was also angry. Mother Sarada Devi also was angry, in one moment at least. When somebody approached her in a wrong way, how much angry she was? Simply she fell on that fellow. She pulled out that tongue. He was mad cab when she was in Jayarambati. So everybody's life, there is a moment of anger. But it has a purpose and they know how to stop. That's what control. And desires, Everybody has desires. So kamayate bahusyayam prajaye. Brahman has desires. If Brahman has desires, why can't we have? But what type of desires? Avataras have desires. I should establish dharma in the creation. It's a desire or not? It's a desire. I should destroy the evil people. It's a desire. So you exercise the desire and anger. So you can never wipe out them completely, but you can be free from its possession. Like ghost is possessing someone, desires and anger are possessing every normal individual. You need 10 people to make him to calm down. Street fights you can see. 10 people, they will drag this fellow that side and another 10 people drag that fellow. So only fire will come. And if possible, they will exchange the blows also. That should not happen in the case of a seeker. You cannot be casual towards these two important enemies, inner enemies, which are in the mind of the jiva millions of births. Millions of births, we know what is anger, we know what is desire. In every body, we exercise these two things. Understand? So that's why we should be very careful how to handle them. Mahabharata, a beautiful story comes. How to handle this krodha. All the Pandavas who were living in Vanavasa, after the wax house accident, they were living in forest, hiding there, sir. So along with Mother Kunti, other Pandavas are there, not married, all brahmacharis. Every 2 hours in the night, one should be guard to all others. Each brother, they have divided 10 hours of the night. Night 8 o'clock to morning 6 o'clock. Every 2 hours, one should guard others. Others will sleep. So younger brothers are given first chance to guard. Afterwards, they can go for sleep. So Nakula, Sahadeva, like that. So when they are guarding, one bhuta comes. Krodhasura, his name was. So he comes and simply taunts this person, one of Panchapandavas. Sahadeva, Nakula, like that. So they are all warriors, kshatriyas. They cannot accept somebody's taunting. You are in my place, get out of this, like that, something, he starts quarreling. So as even he starts quarreling, this fellow gets anger. The secret of that asura's power is, you get more anger, he gets more power. You get more anger, he gets power more. Sahadeva starts the entire drama. Hey, who are you? We are all kshatriyas. We are Kuru Vamsha. This, that, he starts boasting about himself. Then again, he gets more anger. So he gives a slap. How? Oh, you are slapping me? Again, he gets anger. Then that fight, finally, Sahadeva bruised and made to die. Nakula gets up and says, hey, you killed my brother. He did not ask what happened, why you did like that. You killed my brother. So he gets immediately anger. That fellow gets more power. So his akriti becomes very huge, very huge. Then he simply beats him. Nakula also gone. Arjuna says, two fellows are dying. What will happen? Then Bhima finished. All four finished. Finally, our Yudhishthira, early morning, he gets a visa. Other than Mother Kunti, nicely that asura takes this fellow, talking to another place. And nicely gives nice punches and bruised. Finally, when Yudhishthira got up, he said, other than Kunti, nobody is lying. Hey, where are others? He was searching, then finally found all the four bodies. Then he gave a shouting, who has done to my brothers? What wrong they did like that? They immediately, this, I am. So our Shanta Swarupi, our Yudhishthira is always Shanta Swarupi. You cannot shake him. No situation can shake him. In front of him, even if his wife is disrobed, he will not shake. He will not be shaken. That type of Santa Swarupa. Panchali is disrobed. In front of whom? In front of Yudhishthira. Nothing happens. Because of dharma. That we cannot follow. Okay. You have to be angry. So he asked, who are you? Why you have done? Silently. Oh, I have done like this. They picked up quarrel with me. Actually, this fellow picked up quarrel. So they picked up quarrel with me. Oh, cha. See, they may be small boys. They might have picked up quarrel with you. You are very elder. How can you fight with them? Like that, he told. As he, when he was talking with peaceful and calm way, that fellow's Akriti, that is huge form, is becoming reduced. He became thumb size. Then he took that fellow, he put it in his kamandalu. That kamandalu water jug is there. There he put. So I told, hey, leave me, appa. I came here just to play. Time pass goes on, I'm on that. Whole night out to pass. Because they are Ratrin Jaraha. They roam only in nights. In our culture, who roams in night are Ratrin Jaraha, Azuraha. That definition, if you take now, majority of the humanity, Ratrin Jaraha only. Leave it. Our time pass, I came, they picked up the quarrel and they, like this happened, what to do? You leave me like that. Then he told, see, you cannot be an ordinary person. For some reason only you have come here. Please show your real Swarupa and assure that all other brothers are safe. So you assured, then only I will release you like that, he told. So that Bhuta assured. He is one of Yaksha. See, Yudhishthira was a grand person. All the other species in the creation wants to have experiment with him, because everywhere his name and fame, grandeur. Hey, such a beautiful person, avatar of Dharma Devata. He was avatar of Dharma Devata. So nothing, life situation shakes him. Like that, people everywhere in every sabha, our media wallas are there, na, Naraji and other people. So they spread the glory of the great kings like this. So they come and experiment that glory. So like that, in that situation also, he was very pleasant, talking logical and fact-finding nature. So that is the way we have to handle the krodha. The more you give validity to those ideas, it becomes more powerful. You fan them. He told like that, he told like that, he told that. He should not have told like that, he should not have told. Why he told like that, why he told like that? I should have told like that, I should have. You go on fan. Are you something you told? Just first instance itself, you leave it. That becomes an ordinary statement, because so many things we hear in our day-to-day life, at least 1 lakh or 1 million words we are hearing. So all we don't remember, particular words, sound forms only we remember. Why? We give validity to that sound form. Okay? That's what in Gurukula, when Shishya complains, Gurudev, Gurudev, he is scolding me. What he is scolding me? He is calling me a donkey. What is there? Let him tell. No, no, it hurts me. Then Gurudev says, hey, 12 years I am teaching you are Brahman, you are Brahman. That sound doesn't enter your ears. You are God, you are Bhagavan, 12 years with all logic I am teaching. That doesn't have any validity. This fellow, once he told you are donkey, you are got hurt. That means what? So you give validity. You give validity to those sounds. Therefore, you cannot handle it directly. You have to handle it indirectly. Pratipaksha bhavana, they call it. Whenever inordinate desires comes in our mind, you can happily look back your young age. Without that, I was very happy. Without TV, I was very happy. Without mobile, in my young age, I was very happy. Like that, pratipaksha bhavana. The mind projects that with mobile, you will be happy. And touch screen mobile, that also, not one mobile. One is not enough. Another advertisement. This advertisement, very funny advertisement, you know. One is not enough. How you know that one is not enough? One is more than enough. Or disturbing factor, not necessary at all. Designed for humans. One mobile, recently. You just observe, these are all human psychology, you know. Advertisement always reflects the psychology of the society. How the society is simply consumerist society driven by the corporate people, businessmen. They no thinking. With all dareness he puts, this mobile phone, so-and-so mobile phone, designed for humans. No fellow so far asks, hey, that means what? Those who are having other mobile phones are what? I was expecting that some case will come against this advertisement. Nobody puts. You cannot put down human dignity in that way. If I purchase your mobile, I will be called as human beings or what? designed for humans. All other mobiles are designed for monkeys or what? Correct? So, pratipaksha bhavana. Mind projects something. If your mind doesn't project, advertiser's mind projects. Understood? So, you take it that into your mind. So, daily you go in that same way. Designed for human being. You deserve more. One is not enough. So, you come back and pick up the quarrel with your spouse. I want that, I want that, I want that. Without that, I cannot be happy. Then quarrel one by one. Pressure comes. One day, cooker bus. 25 years over, what I find? Having married you, nothing you have done. And that time itself, my parent told, don't go for this alliance. Like that all, old Ramayana Mahabharata comes up. So, Shastra says, pratipaksha bhavana. Whenever desire is getting momentum, try to neutralize. How you neutralize? Try to neutralize by knowing that you are already full and complete. Without mobile, millions of years people lived. Without TV, people lived millions of years. Our forefathers, Ajji Ajjas, did not have any TV. Are not they happy? They were happy. So like that. Or if you want to test, 1 week I will not touch TV. Let me see what happens in my mind. So that type of pratipaksha bhavana has to be practiced. One who has control over these two inner enemies, he alone, Bhagavan says, Naraha. He alone is human being. This is what designed for human beings. Which is designed for human being? Not mobile. This fact, this truth of life is designed for human being. What is the truth? Yaha kamakrodha udbhavam vegam sodum shaknoti saha eva naraha. One who has control over his own vehicle. What is that vehicle? Sense organs and mind. Saha sukhi. He alone will be an happy person. Saha yuktaha. He alone can be a man of integrity. What is the meaning of man of integrity? He is one single man. All others are multiple personalities. It's a disorder, you know. If doctors say that you have multiple personality, it is a disorder, mental disorder. Vedanta says anybody who doesn't have this control over these two inner enemies are multiple personalities. So one part of the mind will say, I want, I want, I want, I want, I want. Another part will say, I cannot get it, I cannot get it, I cannot get it. Understood? Another part will say, somehow you manage, somehow you manage, somehow you manage. Another part will tell technicals how you will manage. So I will tell the way, take bribe, take bribe, take bribe. So multiple personalities. In front of the family members, he is one person. In front of the officials, another person. With friends, another person. With his children, another person. He has multiple personalities. So he is a insane person. All others who don't have this capacity to control over their own desires and anger are similar to animals, instinctive people. Their life is instinctive life. If you go to jails, you'll come across lots of stories. I have seen some 3-4 prisoners personally. A mother, because of instinct of lust, who had an illicit relationship with another person. I saw this mother in jail. She herself came and cried and she expressed her story. Because of some lustful thought, she had an illicit relationship with another person. That was seen by a small child, her child. So they decided that we will kill this child. They took the child and threw it in that Kaveri River dam. And after 3-4 days, they were caught by the police. This person, with whom she was having illicit relationship, escaped from law because he has lot of money. Now this lady was given up by parents, given up by her real husband. Then child also lost for one moment of impulsive actions. Then another fellow who happened to be an engineer told, when I was studying in engineering college, Swamiji, some sort of this girlfriend affair. So I got angry and simply I killed her. Just one moment anger. So instinctive life, their life will be a life of instinctive animal's life. Therefore, what is the conclusion? What is the teaching of this shloka? Understand that you have inner enemies. Ari Shadvarga, they call it. Ari means what? Enemy. Shadvarga means six group of enemies. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mada, Matsarya. All are connected with one thing, inordinate desire. Inordinate desire. It can be for the sake of wealth or it can be for the sake of sense pleasure. For the sake of artha or for the sake of kama, that desire can be there. So understand that you have your own enemies. Once you understand, in your house itself you have terrorists. You imagine suddenly six terrorists entered your house. What will you do? And they say, we don't disturb you, but don't try to rule us. We don't disturb you, we will stay with you and you feed us also. Suppose they say, you feed us, we will not disturb you. Suppose, what you will do? How cautious you will be, correct? Neither you can be against them directly, because they have shooting power. Nor you can accept their presence in your house. Nor you can give information to the police. At the same time, you cannot avoid giving information to the police protection officers. So how you live? Imagine. Suppose a flight is hijacked by terrorists. How people behave. How cautiously they behave, you know? You can see in cinemas, some cinemas they show. Even one step is very cautious. Correct? Because if they find that something wrong with you, they will shoot you. So you have to know that you have inner enemies. And all religious activities, that is japa, meditation, puja, prayer, dana, going to all the pilgrimage, all are meant for handle these two fellows, kama krodha, our six fellows, all our brothers, our sisters. So entire spiritual journey is handle these two fellows. Therefore, be alert and handle them properly. Like handling gas stove. How nicely we handle gas stove. Our mothers are very expert. The cylinder is like atom bomb, correct? The cooker is like atom bomb. Every cooker is like atom bomb. It can burst. But we handle it. Electricity is a source of danger. We handle it. All the natural forces which we handle through systematic handling, through scientific way of handling, you mishandle, gone. Understand? Similarly, this, when they are kept under your control, it becomes a blessing. This desire, the force desire, what you desire is the question. You desire Atmajnana, you desire Satsanga, you desire I should chant 1 lakh times Lord's name, like that you desire. And you be angry if you are not able to do that. See, today I spent 2 hours in front of that idiot box, I could have chanted Ramanama. Like that you be angry with yourself. That's a force. In which direction you divert. So, be careful and handle your inner enemies so that you will get that knowledge. What is the benefit of that knowledge? Bhagavan says, Yontas sukontara ramaha tathantar jyotirevayaha sayogi brahma nirvanam brahma bhuto dhigacchati. The benefit of Atmajnanam is mokshaha, freedom from emotional dependency. Bhagavan says, Yaha antas sukaha. One who is happy with himself. That means, one who doesn't depend upon external toys for his happiness. Varieties of toys we have. From childhood onwards, balloon, toys, cycle, books, friends. So varieties of toys we have, we want to depend upon those things for our happiness. Antaha atmani sukham yasya saha antas sukaha. One who is happy with himself. How can you be happy with yourself? You can observe children, some children, when they are lying back, they will be simply laughing. Seeing something, they will be laughing. Some 6 month children you can see, observe. Ah, like that. And you go and disturb and make it cry also. That is another story. So you don't observe, you disturb. So it laughs, it makes sound and it laughs and suddenly it cries like that. This jnani also is happy. He doesn't need the external situation to be happy. Because jnani knows every ananda is nothing but my own reflection. What we call vishayananda or vishayasukham is nothing but a reflection of my own real nature comes through the medium called vishayam. Ice cream e atmanandaha. Ice cream ananda is there. It is nothing but atmanandaha. Non-vegetarian food e ananda is there means atmanandaha. You know, so it doesn't depend upon one particular vishaya to be happy. He is happy unconditionally. Even when situations are not conducive enough, even when situations are problematic situations. Because he knows that no object in the creation is having an iota of happiness. Like dry bone, dog philosophy I told, na? The dry bone philosophy of a dog. Before biting the dry bone, I did not get blood, smell of the blood. After biting, I got. Therefore, dry bone is the source of blood. That is the philosophy of dog. But human being cannot have that philosophy. Therefore, he is happy unconditionally. Whether things are there or things are not there. Our problem is, when things are not there, we are not happy. When things are there also, we are not happy. When certain things are there, we are not happy. When certain things are not there, then also we are not happy. So, absence or presence of the thing makes our happiness to oscillate. But jnani is a person who is happy always unconditionally. Then antara ramaha, one who revels in his atma swarupa. These are all figurative speech we can say. Like, where is your head? I ask. Where is your head? You will tell it is on my shoulder, correct? It is on my shoulder. Where is your watch? It is on my wrist. Where is your head? It is on my shoulder. Both statements are correct. One is correct, another is figurative speech. When I ask where is your watch, you will say it is on my wrist. That means what? You can separate it. Separate that watch from your wrist. It's a possession. Where is your head? If you say it is on my shoulder, that on my include head. Understood? You cannot remove it. It's a figure of speech. Head on the shoulder, they call it. Nowadays, one more is the head and shoulder, they call it. Head and shoulder, what? So, there are varieties of figurative speech. Antara Ramaha, one who revels in his Atma Swarupam. That means what? He is happy unconditional. Same idea is given in three words. Antaha Jyotihi, one whose Jyoti is towards Atma. Atma itself is Jyoti. Jyoti means what? That which shines. Swayam Jyoti is what? Atma only. So here, antaha eva jyotihi yasya saha antar jyotihi. Like that, Bhagavan uses some words. So, the antaha word, what does it mean, antaha? Antaha. Antaha means what? Normal meaning of the Sanskrit word is antaha means inside. Inside of what? Inside means what? So, the word inside doesn't have any meaning unless you point out his standpoint. So, the word within or inside cannot be from the standpoint of body. Please understand, very subtle point. When Bhagavan says, the jnani is happy within himself, jnani is happy within his own nature, jnani is happy within his own shining nature. Playing nature, happy nature, shining nature, he is happy, like that he says. So all within, within, within word. So within means what? From which standpoint it is within? Generally people will say, from the standpoint of the body, Atma is within. So close your eyes. Don't open. See the Lord inside your heart. That means what? Lord is arrested inside your heart, not outside. If you open, Lord is not there. That is not the meaning. If you say that body is the standpoint for this world, Atma will be within the body, then you are limiting the Atma, which happened to be all-pervasive entity, Sarvagata Chaitanyam. Then to see that Atma, you have to sit in meditation, in Samadhi with closed eyes. But Jnani, scripture says, Jnani is a person, one who sees the Lord all the time, in all situations, in all beings. Vidya, Vine, Sampanne, Brahmane, Gavyastini. He sees Lord in cow and elephant and chandala and in Brahmana, everything. So elephant is within or without? Within your body, elephant is there or what? No, it is outside. And Pashyan, Shrinvan, Sprishan, Jihran, Ashnan, Gachan, Swapan, Shachan, Pralapan, Visrajan, Grinnan, Unmishan, Nimishan, Napi. Like that, Jnani says, that I see the Lord only. I never lose sight of the presence of the Lord, vision of the Lord, whether I am sleeping or working or talking or sitting or eating. So what does it mean then? Antaha is equal to here, Atma. Atma means what? Content. Antaha doesn't mean within. If you go to English translation, you can check. He is yogi, he is happy. The word yogi they will put. Yogi is happy within himself. In Samadhi, they will put that type of explanation. Just you can check some books. Here Antaha means not within. Antaha means Atma content. How can you say that? Shastra says, when you see the wave, if your thoughts are absorbed in the water, you are antarmukaha. You are absorbed in the content. When you see the wave, if your mind is absorbed in the content, your drishti is antadrishtihi. If it is engaged in, absorbed in the namarupa, wave format, big wave, small wave, children see it like that. When they go to seashore, children say, hey, big wave, hey, small, hey, dashing, like that. That is what their mind is. Absorbed in the wave name and form. But matured person is absorbed in the water itself. So, even when your eyes are open, even when you are transacting with the world, if your thoughts are absorbed in the content, chaitanyam, then you are antarmukaha. On the other hand, even when your eyes are closed and sit in meditation, if your thoughts are absorbed in nama-rupa jagat, nama-rupa, then you are bahir-mukaha. If you are carried away by the characters of the movie, you are bahir-mukaha. If you are absorbed in the white screen, or at least have the background music, that it is cinema, it is cinema, it is cinema, it is cinema, then you are antarmukaha, even when while seeing the cinema. Thus, antarmukatvam or bahirmukatvam does not depend upon closing or opening your eyes. Whether you have content drishti or not, I told this, content drishti, that Rama Bhakta's golden vigraha. Understand? Rama Bhakta sees as Rama, Lakshmana, Sita, Hanuman. Gold jewelerer sees at gold. Understand? A carpenter sees the table as wood. Ordinary person sees the table as table. Ordinary minds are engrossed in name and form. Expert minds in that particular area, particular field, always, just you can observe, shoe stitching people are there, now always they will see only shoes only. They will never see face. Only shoes they will be seeing. Shoe. And carpenter, you see, I asked carpenter, anywhere I go, Swamiji, I will see which wood it is. Automatically comes mind, whether it is teak wood. And jeweler, you go and ask, any ornament I see, whether it is gold or duplicate. Content drishti. This is called content drishti. Similarly, what is the content of the entire universe? Chaitanyam. If mind is absorbed in chaitanyam or in his own real nature, then it is called antarmukatvam. He will be called antarmukaha, antara ramaha, antar jyotihi, samadarshi, like that. Such a person is called yogi. Saha yogi. The word yogi is a very, very misguiding word, you know. Yogi has varieties of meaning. Actual, real meaning of the word yogi is what? Jnani. Yujyate. Yogaha, they say, na? Yogaha, yogaha means what? Yujyate anaya iti yogaha. Yujyate iti yogaha. Like that, varieties of definition is there. The original definition for yogi is jnani, one who has identified himself with the reality. All others are namke vaste yogis. This is atta yogi, pranayama yogi, japa yogi. Like that, varieties of yogis are there. Bhagavan says, sa yogi, saha brahma bhutaha brahma nirvanam adhikacchati. He attains the Brahman. How you attain the Brahman? How you attain the Brahman? What is the definition of Brahman? That which is all pervasive entity. How you attain all pervasive entity? Or what is the definition of Brahman? It is your own real nature. How you attain your real nature? Neither by travel. Because being real nature of yourself, it is not different from you. There is no distance in terms of space. Nor it is away from you in terms of time. But it is away from you so far in terms of knowledge. Because of ignorance, you consider that it is different from you. So, Brahma Bhutaha San Brahman Nirvanam Adhikacchati. Knowing is equal to being. Knowing is equal to attaining. By Atma Jnanam, he has identified himself with Brahman and lives as a Jivan Muktaha. For this entity only, this rule applies. Knowing is equal to being or attaining. Knowing Himalayas is not reaching Himalayas. Okay. Knowing Yogasana is not doing Yogasana. I know so many exercises, Swamiji. But nothing happens to my body. How much time you practice? So there is something, action involved after knowledge in all other contexts. In the context of knowing the Lord, in the context of attaining the Lord, knowledge alone is it. This is a big difference between, you need not do anything to attain the Lord. People have idea that I have to die first and wait for judgment day or some other day, Uttarayana, Dakshinayana, auspicious hours, and I have to travel somewhere else, this loka, that loka, there I will attain the Lord. So Shastra here says, Bhagavan says, Brahma Bhutaha San Brahma Nirvanam Adhikacchati. If you understand that you are that already, and as long as body is alive, you live a life of freedom as Jivan Mukta. When body falls, your individuality totally lost or absolutely merged with. Nirvana means merging. Merging means what? Merging is a misguiding word, you know. Any word used in Vedanta, it is misguided. Any word, that's why repeatedly they contradict one understanding and another understanding. Merging. So they give an example also. You were in reality with the Lord once, as the water in the ocean. And you are evaporated by the Punya Karma or Papa Karma from the ocean. And thrown away by the wind called your Karma Phalam. And somewhere else, desert area, you are thrown away, evaporated. Then janma after janma, janma after janma, janma after janma, having gone through varieties of bad experiences in Africa continent, finally you reach Himalayas. There, as Ganga water, you have got birth. And in that, you come and come and come through Ganga river. Then finally you entered ocean, the Lord, your own original place. They give this example. Like that happens in our life? It doesn't happen like that. We were never separated from the Lord. We can never be separated from the Lord. Please understand. If we can separate from the Lord, Lord cannot be Lord. His position will be shaking. If he says, hey, you are separate from me, happily you can say, Bhagavan, don't tell lie. Hey, am I telling lie? Yes. If I am separated from you, Lord, you are also a separate entity from me. Therefore, you are limited as I am limited. So you will die as I am going to die. You have problem and I also have. My problem is one family member, five members. And your family is what? All asuras, rakshasas you have to handle. So samsara will be there. So your Godhead depends upon this wisdom. What wisdom? You can tell to Lord, your Godhead depends upon the wisdom that you include me. So you can never tell to any individual in the creation, my dear devotee, come, I will bless you. You can never say. You only say, he blesses. Understand? Bhagavan can never say, come, I will bless you. Because to bless, there must be second entity different from him. If he says that there is second entity, he is in trouble. Understand? Highest Advaitic ideas. So, Jnani knows all the secrets. That's why Gopikas, nicely, they threaten Bhagavan. Whenever he is more mischievous, generally he is mischievous. Whenever he becomes more mischievous, it seems in Rasa Leela dance time, simply you are disappearing. Then one Gopika challenged. Hasta mukshipya niryasi kim adbhuta paurusha. What is their big thing? You are leaving my hand and simply disappear. Edi hrithaya niryasi. Can you depart from my heart? Can you depart from my heart? You try. If you do that, then I will consider you as a great person. What is that? Leaving a hand and going. Everybody does. Ordinary fellow also can leave and go. Can you leave my heart and go? She challenges. Then Krishna comes back. Hey, don't tell all these secrets. Don't tell now. It's a secret. Because Bhagavan can never get away from us. So once this idea is imprinted in our mind, we don't need any police to govern us. Correct? Wherever I am with the Lord. So I can never misbehave. So since I am with the Lord, everyone is with the Lord. So if I hurt others, I hurt the Lord, my own Lord. So all values come from this one idea that with me, all the Lord, or I am the Lord. All values in human society is born out of these two levels. Highest level of understanding is what? I am the Lord. Second level of understanding is I am body or I am individual with body-mind complex, but with me, in my heart, at least that is second level, in my heart, Bhagavan resides. If in my heart Bhagavan resides, in everybody's heart Bhagavan resides. So it is my duty to serve that body also, that mind also. It is my duty to respect the every individual in the creation. So, Jnani lives as a happy person, as long as body is destroyed. A free person. Free from what? Free from the idea that I am an individual. The very individuality is the bondage. According to Vedanta, very individuality is the sign of bondage. He doesn't have that individuality. Even when he transacts with the world, he appears to have individuality. If you ask a Jnani, Swami, have you taken food? He will tell, yes, food I have taken. Then if you ask, how can you say that you have taken food? You are Brahman, you say. In classes, you say, you are Brahman. How Brahman can take food? Then Jnani will immediately refute. No, no. I never took food. I cannot take food. Now only you told you have taken food. So he has that two individualities. One is apparent individuality from the standpoint of body-mind complex. Another is real individuality. That's what in Swamiji's life, somebody asks, Swami, we heard that you were in London. Swami was in another level of thinking process. No, London was in me, he told. That questioner baffled. Eh? What you told? London was in you? Like that. Then Swamiji asked, what I told? Just now you told that London was in you. Oh, that don't bother about it. Some slip of the tongue, he told. But it's not slip of the tongue. It's a fact. Because another person cannot understand that. So that individuality, I am guru, I am teacher, I am sannyasi, I am Jnani, these are all individuality only, but it is dagdha bhijavat. Like a bhija which is already fried, which doesn't have any capacity to sprout. Like a rope which is already burnt. You touch it, there is no rope. It appears as though rope. So, from the onlooker standpoint, they say he is a Jnani living as Jivan Mukta as long as his body waits. Body is alive, He leaves as Jivan Mukta. Once his body is destroyed, he has got what? Mahasamadhi. Videha Mukti. Like that they say. But this Jivan Mukti and Videha Mukti are the concepts from the standpoint of body. As far as Jnani is concerned, he is neither Jivan Muktaha nor Videha Muktaha. He is Nitya Muktaha. When he is Muktaha, what is the teaching? That you are ever free. You are Chaitanyam. No second entity is there to bind you at all. Where is the question of getting moksha from bondage? So, all are from the standpoint of particular body. Jnani knows that I am bodiless always. Nitya Ashariraha. All the bodies in the creation is in me, the Chaitanya. Imagine a position, is understand. I am the space, like space. All forms are where? In space. Similarly, I am Chaitanyam. All bodies are floating, all minds are floating in me. Mayeva sakalam jatam, mayi sarvam pratishtitam, mayi sarvam layam yadi. These are all there in Upanishad. All these ideas are simply given in Gita. That's why unless you understand Upanishad, you cannot understand Gita. So, two times they will study Gita, generally. To teach the values, they will first take Gita. First time Gita, when you study thoroughly, you will get only values. I should not eat these things, I should eat like this. I should sleep, I should have a moderate life, I should have vairagya, satsanga, all these small, small sadhanas you will come across. That hidden secrets of Vedanta is there, na? Antara Ramaha, Antasukaha, Antar Jyoti. You will forget that. Nasato vidyate bhavaha, na bhavo vidyate sataha, karmanya karmaya pachita karma. Like that, some hidden secrets are there, now and then. That will never appeal to you. But after going through all the Upanishads, then again if you start Gita, then you will not relish all the sadhana portions. All the sadhana portions you will not relish. It's all for children. What is the fact of life? I will stick to that. What is the fact of life? Individual is not an individual. He is everything, is the fact. There is nothing called bondage at all. From the relative standpoint of the body, I, the Atma, appear to have one particular body. Like, when pot is created, we say pot space is created. Can we create pot space? Can we create pot space? When pot is destroyed, we say, pot space is destroyed. How can you destroy and create space? What happened? Pot form is created, pot form is destroyed. Nothing happened to the space. But that pot space has utility. Similarly, individuality has utility. Individuality has an utility, but that is not the truth. Jnani knows this. We will continue. Labhante brahma nirvanam rishayaha kshina kalmashaha chinnadvaita yatatmanaha sarvabhuta hiterataha. Various stages of spiritual practices in gaining atmajnanam is mentioned in this shloka. This shloka is very similar to the 7th shloka of the same chapter, 5th chapter. Yoga yukto vishuddhatma vijitatma jitendriyaha. That shloka came. Same ideas are given in this shloka. 5 stages of spiritual practices, a spiritual journey is mentioned here. First stage is kshina kalmashaha. Those who are freed from impurities. Kalmasha means impurity, papam. Ragadveshati, kamakrodati, impurities. Or anything which obstructs our spiritual life is called papa. It need not be only papa karma. It can be the punya karma also. But that punya karma obstructs our spiritual journey, then it is papa. One example, suppose you are habituated to travel for pilgrimage. Suppose it is punya karma. But you are simply possessed with that particular activity, all the time roaming, 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 rounding the temple, rounding the temple, rounding the temple. And if you say no time for Vedanta Vichara, no time for Japa or meditation, suppose if you say, it is a kalmasham. Generally wealth is useful for charity, good activities. Because of wealth you forget the Lord, suppose. That also is Papam. Children are given to the individual so that he can expand his love to the another individual. Understand? That is the purpose of children given to every human being. But if very child is the obstacle in loving the Lord, then the child happened to be Kalmasham. If wife is obstacle in loving the Lord, the wife happened to be Kalmasham. So, Kshina Kalmashah means those who are freed from all types of obstacles. How you become free from all types of obstacles? By prayer and karma yoga. Then, they become yatatmanaha, men of self-control. Yataha, atma, indriyani, asyasaha, yatatma. So, in plural, yatatmanaha. They attain control over their own instruments. Outside instrument, 5 indriyas. Internal instrument, mind. Growth in spiritual life is possible only when you have control over these instruments, mind and sense organs. Without control over our sense organ, there is no possibility of any spiritual growth. It is like tying the boat and rowing whole night. In Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna, these fellows drunkards, after drinking, they came and sat in the boat. They forgot to untie that boat. Whole night they were rowing, rowing, rowing. Morning, where we are? Same place. So as long as mind is attached to sense pleasures, as long as the mind is simply swept away by the sensual pleasures, as long as you don't have control over your own thought process, your own sense organs, there is no possibility of spiritual growth at all. And how you get that control? By your self-effort. By your self-effort. If you want to have masterliness over your sense organ, you have to work. So, completely depend upon self-effort. People say, what to do? I am weak. Bhagavan has created me as a weakling. Put Akshata on Bhagavan's shoulder or head. Bhagavan has created as a weakling. So we put blame on Lord. Bhagavan says, no, I cannot decide whether you have to be a man of self-control, a man of spirituality, a man of knowledge. That I cannot decide. I cannot decide who will get moksha, who will not get moksha. If I have to decide, I will be a pakshapati, partial person. I should have partiality. But I don't have partiality. I am samaha. Samoham sarvabhuteshu namen deshyosti na priyaha ye bhajanti tumam bhaktya mahite teshu cha. I am equal to all, like all the natural forces in the creation. Sun does not refuse to shine in a robber's house. Correct? Rain does not refuse to pour in robber's house. Like that, I also shower. My grace is unconditional, impartial, available all the time. Those who are having self-effort, they tap my grace. So this fellow closed his window and covered himself with thick rug, woolen rug, and he says, sunrise has not happened, sun is not shining on me, sun is not showering his grace. Hey, open your face first, open your eyes, open your windows, then sunshine comes. So Bhagavan, in the next chapter also, he will tell, Uddhared Atmanatmanam, Atmanam Avasadayet, Atmaiva Hyatmano Banduhu, Atmaiva Ripuratmanaha. Raise yourself to your spiritual personality. Never blame time, never blame your karma, never blame your God or fate, so many things. For food, they don't say all these things. To see cinema, they don't say, if Bhagavan wills, I will go to cinema. Anybody say? If Bhagavan wills, I will marry. Anybody say? No. But to become sannyasi, they will tell, if Bhagavan wills, I will become sannyasi. Bhagavan will never. Why should he think about you? You should become sannyasi. From his standpoint, there is no second entity at all. Why should he wish for your sannyasa? Neither he can wish for your sannyasa, nor he can wish for your marriage life. Depends upon your own desires. Fate. Fate means what? Your own desires, your own impulsions. So when the seeker is qualified, when he becomes a sadhana chatuchaya sampanna adhikari, and when he gets the competent teacher, he becomes a man of knowledge. Two stages we have seen now, more we will see in the next class. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmani Pranadakleshanashaya Govindaya Namo Namaha.